right. Welcome back. We're gearing up for the World Series. I have a question about the pre- and post-game show in a moment.
Sure.
But let's wrap up our Oregon-Michigan Trundle Thunder. Now, we're not getting Dan Lanning this week. He is treating this trip as a business trip.
Well, and I think at this point, coaches are understanding that the travel so far with the Big Ten teams, whether it's east to west, west to east, it's been problematic for teams.
No question.
Yeah.
And he knows that.
Yeah.
And they're leaving tomorrow, so they're traveling tomorrow.
Yeah.
And he didn't have time today. This one has Lanning and Oregon's attention because not it has nothing to do with necessarily the X and O's we're talking about. It has to do with this is the longest trip that they've had yet. They're going to the defending champs, and it is a very tough environment with 110,000 people. That has got their attention. And they, you know, there's a lot of logistics to go into getting out there.
Yeah, and when you look at Michigan on tape, and obviously Oregon does, you may find a lot of holes in their game, obviously, right? You're going to look at it and be like, hey, they can't do this, they can't do that. They're not quite as dominant on defense. But also, there will be NFL guys. I mentioned all those guys, the running backs, Loveland, you know, Graham and Will Johnson. Like, when you watch film, NFL guys stick out. I mean, even on the dominant college teams, dude, there's a bunch of dudes that aren't very good players when you watch film. Trust me. Like, I don't care what team, even Alabama and Georgia, like, you'll watch tape and you'll be like, dude, the left guard sucks. But the guys that are really good stick out. And when you watch Illinois play and you watch, Michigan State, you may have one or two guys that stand out on film. I promise you, when they watch Michigan, there's 9 or 10 guys that you circle and be like, hey, dude, that's a guy. Like, that's a dude right there, as Danny likes to say. And so that's going to get coaches' attention. Even the fact that Michigan is a 3-loss team, even though we watch them and we know they're not very good, the talent and the players alone will get your attention, let alone, as you said, the travel and the big house and all that goes into it. They will be buttoned up on this one. They will not overlook Michigan, I can assure you.
Yeah, and, you know, Michigan, too, you think about them, it's like outside of the championship year.
Yeah.
And even that, was it a really great offense? They've never really had a great offense.
No.
Almost never.
No, they run the ball, play defense.
Exactly. And they just ride their big boys. Yep. And that is a test. That is going to be a test.
Sure.
That's what they want to do. They want to hang around and hope you wear out late in the game.
Yeah.
So this is, I don't know. It shouldn't be taken lightly. And I know the Ducks are not taking it lightly. That said, on the Vancouver Ford text line, Deal is in with a great point. And he says, if you take away the Georgia, Oregon State, and Washington losses from Dan Lanning, and you give him Nick Saban's 7 national titles, Lanning has never lost and has 7 national titles.
That is such a good point. So, I mean,
think about that.
I mean, look, just build the statue now. I did have someone, it's so weird sometimes, fans, because I said at the beginning of the year how much we liked Oregon, but that Lanning's never won anything. I'm like, you know, to call him a top 3 or 4 coach in the country. I said, he's never won anything. Someone messaged me the other day and was like, is Sue going to acknowledge that he said that Dan Lanning hadn't won anything and now he's saying that they're going to win the Big Ten? Where's that talk about Lanning not having won anything? And I kind of sat there and I was like, oh my God. Like, these are the way people really think. Well, one, he still hasn't won anything other than he beat Ohio State. You kind of got to win. And you realize that saying someone hasn't won anything, and then when they do win something, your opinion can change because, well, they went and won something. Fans are the best. The mental gymnastics are fantastic. And I will say with this Oregon team, you look at the rest of the schedule, I just have faith. I think Oregon will go undefeated this regular season. And then the Big Ten title game, whether that's Indiana, whether that's Penn State, whether that's Ohio State, that will go back to being a big boy slobber knocker. I just don't think you're going to see anything that's going to test you the way Ohio State did, unless you have one of those games for whatever reason, you're sloppy, turn the ball over, shoot yourself in the foot.
Well, Deal was, of course, joking about the Nick Saban text, but he did say, take out Georgia, Lanning has only lost by a total of 13 points.
Yeah, it's the only
and
game
that is true.
Yeah, it's the only game they were thumped.
So he's lost 5 games.
Yeah.
He's lost to Georgia, got hammered in his very first game.
Yeah.
He lost to Washington 3 times, and then he lost that Civil War game.
Yeah, all by 1 scores.
So Lanning, he is 11-0 straight up as a road favorite. That is the most in college football since 2022, most wins. He is 9-2 against the spread as a road favorite. In those 11 games, Oregon is winning by an average of 26 points per game. He is also 23-1 straight up as a double-digit favorite. Mm. And, of course, the one loss there being that Civil War game. Yeah. So he's you know, look, you got to finish it off.
Yeah.
But
it's there for
he
you.
Is building quite a resume. Yeah. And this team is, I mean, there's just not a lot of weaknesses, man. They're stacked all over the place.
Yep.
So this season in particular, compared to all the other good seasons that Oregon has had leading up to this, this season just feels different.
Yeah, it does.
And so that's why I think a lot of people aren't really worried about going into Michigan, even though you probably should be.
Don't take Michigan lightly. I'll just say that's and he's not.
Should he run a fake Statue of Liberty? Do you think he knows about the fake Statue of Liberty?
I think he's aware. And I contend that is as slick a play, because I was making the rounds today. Dude, that is as slick a play as you will ever see. And it fooled the broadcast.
It was especially slick because they set it up with a real Statue of Liberty play earlier in the game. Yeah. And so they went back to it in the red zone and everyone's like, oh, they're gonna do it again. And Dixon just paused a second. Yeah. Slid right in.
Takes a lot of balls to sit there. Like, Dixon just sits there with it tucked behind his back.
He gives it a count there where you're just totally vulnerable and exposed. It was pretty impressive.
Well, I think he should run one.
Sure.
That may be one of those if you get up by enough, you know. The Lions did that last week. The Lions were bludgeoning the Titans so much. They were just doing it. Like, they were like, let's just dig in the back. They're just having fun. Unlike the Bears, who, in the midst of trying to win a game, are handing the ball off on the goal line to their backup offensive lineman. There's a time and a place, boys.
I saw something that, like, in the last month, the Lions have more touchdowns than incompletions. It's like they have 18 touchdowns and 16 incompletions or something like
that. Well, that was live here on the radio with your boys, Isaac and Suk, if you were paying attention to the show.
I don't know if it was today,
but that was last week.
You probably heard that on this very program.
Yeah. I think it was like three games, 19... Nah, I don't know what it was. It was like 19 touchdowns, 18 incompletions. Yeah.
They're doing something stupid up there.
Well, good on you for bringing that one up.
Yeah, thanks. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Appreciate you listening.
You can make an argument. Best team in football.
Listening to the dude's story.
So, you know, again, Derek Harmon played at Michigan State.
Yes, not a big fan of Michigan.
And he came out and he said, this is what he said about the Big House. He said, surprisingly, it's not that loud.
Yeah.
He said that.
I know.
You don't need to say that this week.
Probably shouldn't have. But he did.
And he might, even if he's right, you know.
Well, he said, so the decibel thing, you know, do you buy into the decibel levels?
I don't. I mean.
It is a thing. It's a measurable thing.
It is, but I also wonder, where is that put in the stadium? And, you know, it's loud.
Well, at the Big House, their decibel high is 110.
Yeah.
105,000 people?
It's 100
there?
Plus.
Oregon has 60,000, and their decibel high is 127.
See, I find that interesting that, and you know, people talk about the way the stadium is created, but it's not like Oregon has huge overhangs. I find it fascinating that you're telling me that 40 or 50 plus thousand extra people, that's why sometimes those stadiums I just roll my eyes at. And I'm like, I don't know, they're all loud. I've been in a lot of different loud stadiums, and the idea that, like, I've been to, you've been to a game in Arrowhead, right?
Mm. Many.
Dude, that place is ridiculous.
It's deafening.
It's so loud.
Yeah.
And then a game in the Metrodome back when the Vikings played, it was really loud. And Old Husky Stadium was really loud. And Alabama was really loud. I don't know, as a player, if I've ever been to a place. If you ask me what's the loudest stadium I've ever been, it's probably the last one that I was in when the place was going wild. Husky Stadium 2 years ago, or I guess that was not 2 years ago, just last year. New Husky Stadium, when Oregon played there, was ridiculous. Like, I couldn't hear myself think. And Autzen against Ohio State, stupid loud. So the whole it's not that loud thing, it's just...
Well, it will be for number one Oregon.
Yes.
You know, I mean,
it'll be rocking.
Being a Kansas basketball fan, I can tell you the loudest place I've ever been is Allen Fieldhouse.
Yeah.
It's 18,000 people inside, all on top of each
other. Crazy.
It can be nuts.
Yeah.
But I will say, when you're a program like Kansas basketball or Michigan football, certainly Ohio State is going through this. The Columbus Dispatch just wrote a whole article about it.
Yeah, the fans are lazy.
Yeah, did you read that?
Yeah.
They said their article was, why can't Ohio Stadium be more like Autzen?
Yeah.
They don't
have the passion.
And it's because they get spoiled.
Yeah.
And so when it's not a big game, it's maybe not as loud.
Yeah.
I've experienced that at Kansas. I would imagine at Michigan that's very true, But dude, when number one Oregon is coming to town,
they're a proud program, and they will still understand the assignment.
Yeah,
like they know what's up. So you're gonna get the best crowd possible for the program they have right now.
Go back and look at that USC game. It was a big deal that USC came in there, and it was loud. I remember watching that game. It was popping. Yeah. So they'll be ready. It'll be loud in there. Now I don't know if it's in Autzen Stadium loud, but it'll be loud. Yeah.
Wherever your rival plays sucks, and it's not loud. Right.
Harmon, yeah, he doesn't like Michigan, so of course he's saying that. But.
Well, like, would any Oregon player say that Husky Stadium isn't loud, and would any Husky player say that Autzen Stadium isn't loud? Because if you are, you're just lying.
Well, not bad.
It's so loud.
Can we get that clipped? Can we see what that sounds like in a drop?
Sure.
Drop form?
The first...
By the way, the Ahoy earlier was, there was a little too much overlap for it to work as a drop.
Damn
so
it.
Crap.
We'll have to try again tomorrow.
Coming out of high school, the first time that I went to loud stadiums, it was a bit shocking. It was a bit of a sort of moment where you're like, because I played high school in Vancouver, Washington. Yeah, not exactly Autzen Stadium. And then all of a sudden, you find yourself thrown into my first game was at Alabama. It was the first game I ever actually played, was at Alabama as a redshirt freshman. And I thought I was going to poo my pants. I was like, oh my God. And then that year, we also played at Old Husky Stadium. And it was the same thing where I wasn't aware that a stadium could get that loud. And then, you know, you kind of learn to adjust. You've played in loud places, and loud is loud, and it sucks, and it's hard. But, I mean, all those environments are tough, and they're loud.
I wonder is there anything to just the stadium structures? Like,
sure.
Somebody was mentioning that they went to the Big House, and it really didn't feel that loud because of how wide and open the stadium is.
Yeah,
because it's so big.
Yeah.
Maybe that is a thing. And then people keep saying this about Autzen that you mentioned it a second ago, but is it built in a way that it contains the noise?
But there's no, the Metrodome when we, in Minnesota, like that was a dome. And I'm telling you, that place was stupid loud. Like, you're like, oh my God, but that's a dome. You can kind of seal it in, but
I mean, so it's not necessarily about the number of fans.
No,
it's
But I mean, the you know, I've never played there, but guys that I've played with and against talk about Beaver Stadium, with Penn State, that's 100,000.
Yeah,
I've never heard anyone say that Tennessee isn't anything but oh my God, loud, and it's 100,000. Death Valley and LSU. So there is an element of size but passion. Like when I was at that Ohio State game, the cool thing about that was that stadiums can get loud in spots. Autzen Stadium against Ohio State was loud the entire game. First down, second down, third down, did not matter. That place was bonkers. Timeouts, they had the crowd going. There was a weird, consistent energy. And that, to me, is one that I'll say, as I've traveled and played at different places, the stadiums that can keep it going and not just have the peaks and valleys, those are the ones where it kind of gets you because it just never ends. You're on the sidelines and it won't stop.
Well, this may piss off Ohio State and Michigan guy.
Yeah.
But it seems to me that the best environment in the Big Ten is Penn State.
That's what a lot of people say that.
And it's because it's the size of those other two, but it's also
keeps it in.
I don't know. I don't know.
Autzen, something like that.
Yeah, they're just a little bit more. They're more into it.
And they get rowdy. And you know what? They do the whites. It's the whiteouts.
Yeah, they white out.
They do the whiteouts.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, I don't know. Maybe Michigan and Ohio State are just flat out overrated. How about that?
Lame.
Let's start that Reddit thread.
Losers.
Can they get banished to the new Mountain West? I mean, come on. Let's get some real teams in here.
They did win a national title last year.
Oh, yeah. Some real environments.
That's right. It's ridiculous. I've always wanted to go to Wisconsin.
I've heard
Camp Randall is a great place. And like Virginia Tech doesn't have a big stadium, but again, I've heard that like when they do the Enter Sandman, I've heard Virginia Tech. So maybe for the first time ever, you can tell your lady, size doesn't matter.
Yeah, Kansas State has that. I was telling you about that last week. It's a small stadium, but man, they get rowdy. They're kind of like Autzen in that way. So yeah, a lot of it has to do with the fan base too. Yeah. This spoiled brat, Ohio State and Michigan bitches. Come on, man.
Ridiculous.
Come on, man. All right. Coming up next, you know what? I'm going to call an audible. I do have something I want to bring up about the Major League Baseball Fox pre and post game show.
Let's do it.
And I have a question about
Is it Big Poppy's hair?
No.
I was going to ask about the Axel Grease going on there.
I don't know what's happening.
I like Big Poppy.
I do, too. I love Big Poppy, but I don't know what to make of that.
Well, it's his style, man.
What is it? I want to know.
Big Poppy.
What product? Where do you get that?
You should DM him.
Is it gum?
I don't know.
Is it gum? Wow. But I want to read you something from that Columbus Dispatch article, too.
Okay.
What they were saying about Autzen. Coming up next on The Fan.